And let's go to Carl in Toronto, Canada. And his hair is going gray kind of fast. Are you there, Carl?
Hi, Doc. Yes, I'm calling from Toronto, Canada. I'm 52, well, I'm 51 going on 52.
Okay.
And I find that my hair is getting gray abnormally fast.
Okay.
I have other siblings. Of course, I'm the oldest, but in case you have any kinds of gray hair, so I'm wondering what's the matter.
Well, let me ask you, is your life very stressful compared to theirs, or no?
Well, it's a little bit stressful, but I try not to take on stress.
Okay. Well, one of the things that's been associated with hair graying is the B vitamins, in particular B12, but other players on the block. And so you could go on something like Max Stress B, but the first thing that I think of when I think of the Bs is that something is going wrong with the digestion, because these are normally manufactured in your small intestine. And if we don't digest our food well, we disorder the bacterial ecology that control the production of these B vitamins. Okay? So what we want to do is, you know, I would attack it from every end, because the Genome Project is telling us that when the hair goes gray, we're losing our stem cells. Whoa, that's not good. So we don't want to do that. So I'd say Max Stress B. How much do you weigh?
I'm 158.
Okay. So you would want to start, you know, maybe a half teaspoon, and I would up it a half teaspoon every 3 days, okay? And I'd take it up to maybe as much as 3 teaspoons per day. So you could get a good therapeutic amount of the Bs. And you're going to mix this in about, 16 to 24 ounces of water. And you're going to sip it after breakfast.
Should that be like an hour after breakfast?
No, you can start right after breakfast, but you're just going to sip it. So if it's in 24 ounces of water, it might take you till lunchtime or after lunch to finish it.
So I have to sip it very slowly then.
Well, you don't guzzle it down, because you see, each sip that you take, the water carries the B complex, which is held by probiotics, along the brush border cells, the mucous membranes of your throat and stomach, and through the intestine, and it transfers directly into your bloodstream. So the more you spread it out, the more efficiently you'll absorb it. Okay? Now, you can do even more for yourself, and one of my favorite things to do is to convert the adversity of your gray hair to your advantage. And so how would we do that? Well, instead of just using Max Stress B, you would add DHLA, which also has resveratrol. These are two of the most potent anti-aging bio-nutraceuticals ever discovered. Okay? So here I would go on about a teaspoon a day of that. And they work together. The coenzyme A in the B will work directly together with the DHLA to promote increased production of ATP. Okay? And the next thing that I would recommend is that you do something about your digestion. And that's one of the other big differences between you and your younger siblings, is that you've had more time to kind of wear out your digestion, because you're eating cooked food when you were engineered for raw food. And believe me, you cannot switch to raw food or you may be sick as a dog, so you're going to have to promote better digestion with the cooked food. So at your body weight and your age, about 2 digests at the start of meals. And the single most important supplement of all is the HCL Detox Kit. And so here, you would want about 3 to a maximum of 4 HCL and maybe 2 Activator, and that would be end of meals. And I think these would be a really, really good start for you right now. There is a rejuvenative tonic that many people claim has helped their hair color, and that is called Gold 360. And it's a very thick paste. You take about a teaspoon a day. And this combines a 5,500-year-old Korean formula with an 8,500-year-old Indian formula. And I use this myself every day, and I do think it's an awesome tonic. So if you don't care for the taste of it, you can dissolve it in some warm water, but not so warm it would burn your finger.
One important thing, though, the DHLA, 1 teaspoon a day, and how much water should I take?
Well, you can mix that together with the B, which is already going to be in 24 ounces of water, and just sip it. Now, it's critical that that one be sipped, because DHLA clears from the blood in about 40 minutes. So when we sip it, after we've sipped it over a period of 5-6 hours, we can reach a peak level, and then it'll usually stay in the blood for 24 hours. So it's a pretty slick little thing to do to sip it through the day.
Okay. Now, when I call your order line, would the person who answers the phone be able to, they'll be able to give me all the details?
They will, yes, sir. And I think you'll be very pleased with what happens. And give me a buzz after about 8 or 10 weeks and let me know how you're doing, okay?
Thank you, doctor. I appreciate very, very, very much your help.
You're welcome. Bye now.